Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 13th of July. It's a Wednesday, though, so don't freak out, not a Friday. 2016, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at ya in around 5 minutes. I'm sure there's some strings attached to this somewhere, but honestly, I can't find them right now. Anyways, Google launched a new service yesterday, making it easier than ever to share content purchased in the Play Store with all of your family. It's called Family Library, and it's going to let you share the apps, the movies, the TV shows, the ebooks with up to 6 people, and it ain't going to cost anything extra. It's pretty easy to set up, too. Everything you purchased, gets sent automatically to the rest of your family. Although, say you got an app that you don't really want the kids tinkering with or looking at, don't worry, there is a settings to control exactly who gets what. The downside of this deal, though, is Google is not including music sharing. That's because you gotta pay $15 a month to do that with Google Play Music. All in all, I guess not a bad thing. Again, I don't know about the fine print. Maybe Google knows everything about your family now. Regardless, enjoy your free stuff. Well, the whole craze is Pokemon Go, so we're going to milk it for all it's worth here on the BTN News Show, too. For those of you that are addicted to this thing, did you get your app update yesterday? Yeah, it's supposed to fix a lot of bugs and stuff, and for some, it did. For others, you couldn't get into the game, which might have left those really addicted to it to jumping off a cliff. Then again, the game kind of does that in some cases or another, but that's a different story. Anyway, some users apparently had to voice their opinion on Reddit, saying that after they updated, they got completely locked out of the app. If you signed up with it without your Google account, you couldn't really get in, but if you signed up with it with your Google account intact, no problems whatsoever. This kind of goes back to yesterday when we were talking about when you gave permission to Pokemon Go to everything in your Google account. Well, now it looks like that may be the reason why, because they know everything about you. Now, if you are enjoying your game and you don't want to be inconvenienced, don't update it. If you have already, well, there's always the option of logging in with your Google account at your own risk. Pizza. Oh, yeah. I love pizza. You love pizza? Craving pizza right now. Fortunately, you're not going to be able to use this feature till fall, but at least by the fall, you're going to be able to order your pizza through a bot. Yeah, no more human contact needed. This is all courtesy of Pizza Hut launching a Facebook and Twitter chat bot this fall that can take your order and show you all the current promos and deals that are going on, too. The Pizza Hut Facebook bot version will actually connect with your Facebook with your Pizza Hut account, and it'll list all your past orders for you. Convenient and, scary, is what I'm saying. Pizza Hut's hoping that this new feature for Facebookers and Twitterers will help simplify getting your pizza to your door. Hey, this may help simplifying ordering a pizza, although it really wasn't difficult to begin with. The difficult part's actually getting it there on time. Can your bot do that for us, Pizza Hut? I'm guessing probably not. And finally, got a kind of a short hump day edition, folks. We had to end it on a high with the FBI. Anyways, those fine folks over there at the FBI, they want your iris scan on file now. In fact, they got about 430,000 iris scans on file as we speak. These have been collected from people who were arrested in Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino. Now, this all goes back actually 3 years ago, 2013. That's when police in these counties in California started scanning the iris of people who were never arrested. The FBI and law enforcement think it's a lot quicker to capture with the current technology than any other biometric readings, making their job, as you guessed it, a lot easier to identify who the hell you are. Now, this is probably going to be a field day for privacy holders. I can already see this one coming. Then again, I guess at the same time, if you didn't do anything wrong, then I guess you probably shouldn't be worried. I don't know. Regardless, I can probably tell you who does not have their iris scan on file at the FBI. Hillary Clinton. Hey, you leave Hillary out of this. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BritishTechNetwork.com, destination, BTN shows, podcasts, get subscribed, get them downloaded, have some fun. Don't forget to follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can also hang out with our BTN community over at our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, I'm going to say we're probably going to have a show tomorrow. As you guys know, Thursdays is kind of hit and miss sometimes. sorry about that. But tomorrow for me, I think, is actually looking, it's looking decent. So I'm going to say about a 70% chance of a show tomorrow. 75. Let's do this. 75% chance for a show tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, be careful where you're sticking your eyeball nowadays. The FBI is watching you. And thank you very much for listening.